Welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Read and meditate on the Bible with Anil Arana, one small bite at a time.
Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Today we will reflect on John 14, 15 to 17. Listen. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." In the verses we are studying today, Jesus beautifully connects love, obedience, and the promise of the Holy Spirit. He starts by saying, "If you love me, keep my commands." Jesus is not saying that we earn his love by obedience. Rather, he's saying that our obedience flows naturally from our love for him. When we truly love Jesus, we desire to please him and follow his ways. Immediately after this, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. This connection is significant. It suggests that the Holy Spirit is given to those who love Jesus and seek to obey him. The Holy Spirit is not just a random gift, but a special provision for those who are committed to following Christ. The word advocate here comes from the Greek word parakletos, which means one who is called alongside or comforter. The Holy Spirit is our helper, our comforter, our guide. He comes alongside us to strengthen us in our love for Jesus and our obedience to him. Jesus also calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. In a world that is often confused and deceived, the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. He helps us understand God's word and apply it to our lives. This truth is essential for living a life of love and obedience to Jesus. The world, however, cannot accept the Holy Spirit because it neither sees him nor knows him. The Holy Spirit is a spiritual reality known through faith. But for believers, the Holy Spirit is a living presence. He lives with us and will be in us. As we reflect on these verses, let's ask ourselves, do we love Jesus? Is our obedience rooted in our love for him? And do we depend on the Holy Spirit to help us in this? God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bite-Sized Gospel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. For other great content, including live sessions, visit www.anilarana.com.